Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. Stand up for your country. So it's interesting. While the media, the corporate media, goes after Donald Trump, he's got 77 felony indictments against him now, more to come in Georgia. They're spending an enormous amount of time on Mr. Trump's travails. The Joe Biden story is shuttered to the side and not much time at all spent on that. But I'm going to make a prediction here, and I obviously could be wrong because I am predicting. I think the Biden thing is going to turn out worse than the Trump thing. And here's why I say that. The Biden thing is this Watergate feel to me. Today, 59 years ago, Richard Nixon resigned, made a television announcement, we'll play it for you later, and got in that helicopter and zipped out to California, and he was through. This has a bit of that feel to me, this Hunter Biden tremendous money flow into the Biden family. But again, I could be wrong about this. But President Biden himself should be paying close attention to what's going on. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Do you know what the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act is? I didn't know until I stumbled upon it late yesterday. And I had my producers look it up, and then we asked Brett Tallman about it. And, you know, we did our research as we always do. The Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. It was enacted in 1977, and the enforcement of it is assigned to the Security and Exchange Commission and the Department of Justice, both federal agencies. Right away, that presents a problem because the DOJ, under Attorney General Merrick Garland, is never going to prosecute Joe Biden. Now, I don't know about the SEC, but, you know, I doubt it. So here is what the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, and this is a law, says. It prohibits the payment of bribes to foreign officials to assist in obtaining or retaining business. So Hunter Biden was involved with a quid pro quo with foreign businesses. We already know that. That's established. So the foreign business got something in return for Hunter Biden being paid millions and millions of dollars. For example, Burisma oil in Ukraine got protection from Ukrainian investigators. This falls right under the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, and Joe Biden himself, as vice president, was right in the middle of that. Okay? So it doesn't really matter whether Biden put money in his pocket. He's in the middle of a quid pro quo, this for that. Hunter Biden gets paid whatever, $5 million, and Burisma gets protection. It's a violation of this Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, FCPA. Now, I can almost guarantee you, you have never heard anything about this. Am I correct? Write to me, bill at BillO'Reilly.com. You got millions of people watching us, okay? Write to me if you have heard about this, because it should have been, and I should have caught it earlier, but I have it now. So that's where you start. Now, the House Oversight and Judiciary Committee is well aware of this Foreign Corruption Practices Act, and that's where they're going. It'd be hard at this point to nail down that Joe Biden got cash. It's going to be hard with all of these wires and phony companies and all of this stuff all over the place. And Biden's not stupid. He's not smart, but he's not a low-life gangster in the sense that he would just take the money. He put it in his pocket or his bank account. There's a lot of stuff going on if he did it. It's a big if. So the charges under this act would be conspiracy and racketeering. And again, Biden doesn't have to get money, or the government doesn't have to prove that Biden got cash, just has to prove that he was involved with this scheme, which he was. Okay. All right. So every day, bad stuff about President Biden is being leaked to Fox News. All right. Just like bad stuff about Donald Trump was leaked to the New York Times and the Washington Post. Now it's the opposite. The members of these committees in the House, Republicans, are leaking stuff every day to Fox News. The latest is that an associate of Hunter Biden, a man named Eric Sheeran, all right, visited the White House, the Obama White House, to see Joe Biden 36 times. This is what Fox News is reporting. I can't confirm it. I don't know. All right. But that's the latest report, that this guy with the hat 36 times. And he's a business associate of Hunter Biden. This is while Joe is VP. Okay. So now that's the picture we have. So last night, the Speaker of the House, who's really driving all this behind the scenes, Kevin McCarthy, appears on Hannity. Roll the tape.
You know, the bribery statute, Mr. Speaker, does not demand that somebody benefit themselves financially. In this case, the vice president, as the 1023 form pointed out, took a specific action, and his family, you know, was involved in personal enrichment, that being Hunter, based on his actions. Is that bribery to you?
Well, Sean, everything that you just talked about, nobody in America knew until you had a change in Congress. The FBI didn't act on their information from their informant. No one came forth. They took the words of this president. And you were right. This isn't about Hunter Biden. This is about paying to play for the Biden family, because the money goes to nine different members through shell companies, much like the informant said. So we will continue to follow the information wherever it takes us and provide it to the American public.
So you notice McCarthy didn't say, Joe Biden accepted bribes. That would have been irresponsible of him to say that. All right. He's not Adam Schiff. He's not Blumenthal in Connecticut, the Democratic senator. See, McCarthy is playing it close. But McCarthy knows where this is going because he's one of the orchestrators. He knows, but he's not going to go out on television and convict President Biden yet. Now, I know I'm going to get letters that say, well, you know, the fix is in with the Justice Department. That's absolutely right. As I said, Garland's never going to do this. But it's a court of public opinion that matters. So when the House of Representatives and the Senate comes back in early September to session, then it's going to ramp up all over again. All right, this Biden stuff. By that time, the Trump stuff will be all out there, by the way. Fannie, whatever her name is, the DA in Fulton County. 2.5 years, Fannie. Come on, man. You could have done this in 2.5 months if there was really something there. It doesn't take 2.5 years to charge Donald Trump with election interference in Georgia. Come on. I mean, we know what this is. They're holding us back in case there's another Hunter thing so they can drop it right after that and then obscure the Hunter thing. That's what's been going on from the very beginning. Okay. But it's a court of public opinion. Now, if you go to Real Clear Politics, the average job approval of all the polls for Biden is 40% right now and falling. Gets down to the low 30s, which it absolutely could in the next 2 months. Then the impeachment drum will start, boom, you'll start to hear it. And the evidence that's being compiled in any impeachment inquiry in the House would then be put forth. Everybody would see it. Now, I still believe that the legacy media, the corrupt corporate media, wouldn't report half of it or maybe all of it. They'll try to black it out. But you'll get it through organizations like mine. Fox News will be all over it. That drives their ratings. They're going to cover it. And talk radio will cover it extensively. So impeachment, I think, is on the horizon here. And there's one more thing. I reported about a month ago about the White House visits made by Fatima Graves. Do you remember that? Fatima Graves is the wife of the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., that refused to help the U.S. attorney in Delaware investigate Hunter Biden. All right. Fatima Graves has been to the White House 28 times. I gave that story to a number of people. Nobody did anything with it. She needs to be called in front of these House committees. Find out, because I believe she's a conduit between the Biden White House and Merrick Garland through her husband, Matthew Graves. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out if that woman is going in to the White House 28 times since Biden's been in office, there's got to be a reason. She doesn't have any government job. She's a far left activist, but that's it. And Graves himself obviously has shown his cards. He could have easily helped in a Hunter Biden investigation, refused, and Garland could have ordered him, and Garland didn't. So we all know what's going on here. But I just wanted to refresh your memory on that, and that is the memo. All right, President is in Arizona, New Mexico. He dedicated a monument. He wants to protect our natural resources. And then he has a campaign reception. That's what this is all about. So he needs New Mexico and Arizona, you know, because in his mind, he's still going to run. And he needs those two states to vote for him. So on the taxpayer dime, he does a monument and then we pick up all that tab. And that's what he's doing there. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt, a billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
All right, last night, just to review, the corporate media did ABC World News Tonight, did 2 minutes 31 seconds on Trump, zero on Biden's problems. NBC Nightly News, 1 minute 40 seconds on Trump, zero on Biden. CBS Evening News, 2 minutes on Trump, zero on Biden. Talk about the fix is in, boy. Now, people are bailing out of the television and newspaper media. Cable TV, not just cable news, but cable TV, is losing an astounding amount of people. So the average bill in America on cable is $118 a month. It's the average bill. Top states, New Hampshire, Vermont, Delaware, Maryland, and New York are the most expensive. But people are cutting the cord. Okay. So in the first 3 months of 2023, second quarter, Comcast, that's NBC, and they're a big, big cable provider, they lost 750,000 customers. That's 8,000 customers a day canceled Comcast. And all the others, Spectrum and Spectrum was included in that Comcast number, 750,000. All of them are hemorrhaging, which is why you're seeing the cable news ratings. In addition, that cable news is very boring now, but they're just going like this because fewer and fewer people have cable. All right. Now, what is taking cable's place? YouTube. Now, I'm not in this world. Okay. But YouTube is a lot cheaper. YouTube TV and YouTube itself, they're different. A lot cheaper, and people are going there to get information. We are on YouTube, all right? You just punch YouTube up and you put in Bill O'Reilly, and you'll see a menu of stuff that I do, and you can see it. Now, it's not nearly as extensive as BillO'Reilly.com. You can't watch the entire No Spin News on YouTube, but you can watch highlights, okay? But you're going to miss a lot if you don't watch the whole show. So we are there, and we have to be, because we are growing our platform as the cable operations shrink, and we have to use all of our resources, which is why I'm on News Nation. I do News Nation Monday, Leland Vittard, and Wednesday, Chris Cuomo. I do them every week. That's linear TV. And News Nation's coming up. Okay, I think they're the only, well, Newsmax, after Tucker Carlson left, they popped up. But News Nation, you know, it's stair-stepping. It's not easy. But they're doing that. Okay, so what are the implications of people now not watching and reading the newspapers as much as they used to? I wrote a column on Sunday called FYI. I'm going to quote the column, a little bit of it. I said, today, the media in the United States is widely loathed and ignored by most. My calculations are about 20 million Americans consume television news on a regular basis. There are about 260 million adults in this country, so the math is grim. 20 million, that's the pool, okay, that watch cable news and network news. 260 million is the adult population. So less than 10% of American adults are consuming television news. Younger Americans have completely bailed on the Fox News Channel. If a program gets 200,000 viewers between the ages of 25 to 54, that's a strong number. The O'Reilly factor used to hit 600,000, sometimes a million on the Fox News Channel. Okay. Now, if fewer people are getting information, as corrupt as some of that information is, then how does that affect their choices, their voting choices, their choices in local matters? How does it affect it if you don't have any fact-based place to go? Well, that's why we have Geraldo Rivera, who is joining us now from Ohio. So you and I were at the top of local news, of syndicated programming. You had your own show where you hit people with chairs. I did Inside Edition, okay? And then I was at the beginning of cable at the Fox News Channel, and you came in a few years after. You were at Network News. So was I, okay? So we've done it all, and we were there at the top of the chart. I just want to set the stage here. Now it's the last days of Pompeii, and a lot of people watching us won't even know what that means, because the information flow to Americans, I think, is the lowest it's been since the invention of television. What say you?
I say that Pompeii was an Italian city in the near Mount Vesuvius, buried in the volcanic eruption that ended their lives like that. I don't think the erosion that you describe in cable news is quite that traumatic, but it is. I mean, the numbers don't lie. And you're a good researcher. The fact that the pool is only 20 million is quite grim. But I don't feel sorry for them. I don't feel sorry for Fox. Fox is doing plenty well, maybe not as well as they did proportionally when you were there or when I was there. But they are making tens of millions, and it's a good thing because they owe $800 million in the Dominion lawsuit.
It's not about them. It's not about Comcast. It's not about ABC News. It's about the folks.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So the folks.
But I just want to say something about Hunter Biden. And you know this well, and I think the people listening know this too. You're only as happy as your unhappiest child. I believe that Joe Biden got saddled with whoremongering, drug-addled, a selfish, narcissistic son who thought that he could do anything using his father's name. I think that all of those antics, the reason I bring them up is I think they are a measure of the man's character. He would do anything, despite the fact that his father was a prestigious person, a senator, a vice president, and a later president of the United States. He was without boundaries, in it for himself, very, very selfish. But where you and I differ is I don't think the link to dad in his official capacity has ever been established. And there's nothing in what I've heard from Comer or any of these guys. And I think that McCarthy was appropriate when he didn't,
said he was appropriate as well. But this being the 49th anniversary of Richard Nixon's resignation, you well know, it took almost 3 years to build the case against Nixon. And only when the federal courts got involved and demanded the White House tapes be turned over. So you and a lot of other people say, well, Joe Biden is not, this investigation is really just beginning because the FBI and the Justice Department did nothing for 2.5 years. So you have that
exactly
point that you make, it's an incomplete. If you were in my class, you get an incomplete, all right? Because the train is running, and it's running hard.
Maybe,
and I will tell you, Joe Biden is not going to beat this. He enabled his son, knowing his son was a grifter. Joe Biden enabled him and allowed him to do it.
That is your prediction. That is your prediction.
I think that's a fact at this point.
You were careful to make that caveat that it was not fact-based, or it was your prediction based on the evidence that you...
It is fact-based that Joe Biden enabled Hunter Biden to make all his money. That's fact-based.
Well, let me make this. I believe, and you use the Richard Nixon comparison, which I applaud because I think it is very, very appropriate in this regard. What did Gerald Ford do vis-a-vis Richard Nixon after Nixon had resigned and gone in shame to California? What President Gerald Ford did was to pardon Richard Nixon for any and all offenses having to do with a cosmic pardon that cost Ford, I would argue, the election against Jimmy Carter because it was so unpopular. Not with me. I applauded it.
I agree in a historical sense.
In families, but and we're, I would like we're, very much
for we're Joe wandering Biden, away Joe Biden from to, the crux of this story. Right. Okay. But
Joe Biden should pardon Donald Trump. That's my point.
Okay.
My point I is mean, that well, he let's, should wield
let's the see how that goes.
Power he has to heal this.
He'll
nation.
Never in a million years do that. Okay. So
maybe it's
let me ask you a series of personal questions.
Go ahead.
When you're talking to somebody, because people come up to you and me all the time, okay? And most of them are very nice. All they want is a picture or what. But when you're talking to somebody a little bit more, maybe you're on a train or you're someplace in social, and a person doesn't know anything, all right? And they're saying wild, crazy stuff. What do you do? Do you try to convince them or do you just walk away?
Well, I have to say that I have been blessed that 99.9% of my encounters with the public have been pleasant. A couple of times I've had real jerks that said, how can you be on Fox News? I went to a Broadway show. I was stunned when this happened in New York, my city. I go to a Broadway show and a guy said, you're out enjoying yourself when the chaos that you wreaked on the country is being sown when you're enjoying yourself. I said, go take a walk. I almost whacked him. But I mean, that's very, very rare, right? Generally speaking, it is exactly as you describe. People want a picture. They want a little. My rule is that they are only going to be with you for those 15 seconds or 30 seconds or 1 minute. And that's going to be the impression they have of you for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and they'll tell other people. Don't be a jerk. But you know, I don't entertain anymore. I don't try to persuade anybody anymore. If they ask me a question, I answer the question honestly. And you know me, what, almost 40 years, ridiculous.
Yeah, and I still like you.
You know, we went to day camp together. They answer a question, I answer it honestly, but if they come out with some crazy thing that they heard on Fox or MSNBC, or you know, I just smile and I say, well, okay, gotta go. I don't do that anymore because we are not an information-based country any longer. We're not. It's all emotion now. It's all ideology now, correct?
I think that ideology is now the defining force in American society, and I lament that trend.
Yeah, it's terrible. And particularly when the election comes up, that's very, very important, and people just won't get out of their box. They won't look at really what's happening. They vote for whoever their friends tell them to vote for, whatever party they're in. Final question. Because you and I have seen the height, all right, and now the descent of the media, it's not turning around. It's gone, right?
But I tell you what, a good story could still spark a renaissance in whoever breaks the story. Someone who really can do the next, you know, get it behind the O.J. Simpson, or the go back to the Willowbrook days, or the chair, or Charles Mann, you could still juice an audience, excite an audience with originality and hard work and enterprise reporting, and get off, shake off that ideological bent, that prejudice that you have, and go for the facts in a way that's vivid and energetic. I think that you and your column, you say you and Glenn Beck and Megyn Kelly having established private networks, look what you've done with a minuscule investment compared to what the networks have put into this. And you're competing on almost an even basis with them.
That's true.
That, I think, is the future.
There's no doubt.
This is the future.
The technology allows now honest purveyors to at least be heard. Geraldo, everybody, we'll bring him in on a regular basis, I hope, to talk Thank about media stuff. And then when Hunter Biden and his father go down, I'll bring him back and we'll play all the tapes for Geraldo.
Yeah, I told you so. Right.
Okay. Right. All right, Geraldo, thanks a lot.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com. Promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Kamala Harris. One of the problems the Democrats have when Joe Biden decides not to go for it, I say when, but it's just my speculation, is that most Americans don't trust or like the vice president. Real Clear Politics polling average, favorable job approval 38, unfavorable 53. That's just Armageddon. But some liberal commentators believe they know why Ms. Harris is unpopular. Go.
Most people don't know what vice presidents do. And now she is a history maker. She is a woman. She is a black woman. And it's the easy thing to do to say she's the attack dog. Go after her.
Yeah, it's a race thing. So Oprah being the most successful black entertainer in the world, Barack Obama, twice elected president of the United States. But for Kamala, some reason, people don't like her because she's a black woman. Oh, stop. Come on. All right, here's a story I can't confirm, you should know about. So United Airlines on July 3rd was scheduled to fly from Newark, New Jersey to Rome. Plane never got off the ground. Passengers say they were kept on the plane for 7 hours in scorching heat because the air conditioning wasn't on. And they had no water and on and on and on and on. 7 hours. This is United Airlines Flight 40. Okay. So we can't confirm they were on the tarmac 7 hours. And we made every call we can make. It's now in the hands of the federal government, Department of Transportation. That's Buttigieg. United itself put out a statement. I'll read it to you. Quote, on July 3rd, United Flight 40 returned to the gate at Newark Liberty to address a temperature issue. Once there, we offered customers the opportunity to plane and later provided snacks and beverages. Our crew eventually exceeded their legally permitted duty hours. We had to cancel the flight. Regret we couldn't provide our customers a better travel experience and offer compensation. Hopes having the opportunity to welcome them back. Okay, where's the 7 hours? Says they came back. The law says that both domestic and international flights cannot keep you, the passenger, on the tarmac for more than 3 hours. That's an insane law. It should be 90 minutes. If they can't get the plane off in 90 minutes, you go back to the gate and give the people the option of getting the hell off the plane. Okay? I mean, this is crazy. So the reason that I'm reporting this is because I don't believe the Department of Transportation headed by Buttigieg is going to do anything about it. We're never going to find out what happened because Buttigieg hasn't done anything in 2.5 years. Nothing. Nothing. And the airline industry obviously can't get the planes off the ground. And Buttigieg himself is flying private and won't tell me and you, we're paying for those flights, how many private jets he's taken. What an outrage this whole thing is. Okay, there's a story that nobody's reporting, but it's pretty important. Iran causing trouble in the Red Sea. Red Sea is between Africa and the Arabian Peninsula. It goes north to Israel and Egypt. That's the Red Sea. Okay, Moses parted it with the help of the deity. Okay, apparently Iranian warships are stopping tankers in that area, the Persian Gulf, the Red Sea, all of that, and causing mischief and international waters. So the Pentagon very quietly has sent 3,000 sailors and Marines to the Red Sea on the USS Bataan and the USS Carter Hall warships. 3,000 U.S. troops are going in there to stop Iran from doing what Iran has been doing for decades. That's a pretty big story. Nothing. I don't know. Smart life. All right. You like the segment, right? I think it's a really good segment. So a Harvard nutritional psychiatrist. I didn't even know that existed. I guess these are medical doctors who, when people have eating disorders, they go to them. Harvard nutritional psychiatrist has put out through Massachusetts General Hospital, an excellent facility, by the way, the top five food recommendations for brain health. Now, I sent this story over to MSNBC this moment I saw it. That's a jest. All right. Here are the top five. Beans and legumes, rich in magnesium. Okay. They fight off depression and stress. Berries, blueberries, strawberries, cranberries, goji berries. I don't even know what that is, but I do eat blueberries all the time. On my cereal and other stuff. Dark chocolate. Whoa, a lot of sugar. But the cocoa helps with improved general cognition. But don't gorge on it. But, I mean, if you want to have something sweet, get the dark chocolate. And leafy green vegetables, spinach, arugula, kale. I can't eat kale. I'm sorry. But I will eat spinach and arugula. They're real good, but you knew that. And then nuts. So I got cashews. They're my, not only are cashews good for you, they got some salt on them. Okay. So if you have high blood pressure and all that, you got to watch it. But they fill you up. So if you're kind of hungry in the late afternoon and you got supper coming up in 2 or 3 hours, you don't want to, you know, you just pop some cashews in there and brings it down. Cashews and water will suppress your hunger. So those are the top five smart life. Okay, William Friedkin, you don't know who he is, but you do know the movies he made. He won an Oscar Best Director for The French Connection, and he directed the scariest movie of all time. Roll it.
Are you comfortable, Reagan?
Yes.
How old are you?
12.
Is there someone inside you?
Sometimes.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Is it Captain Howdy?
I don't know.
If I ask him to tell me, will you let him answer?
No.
Why not?
I'm afraid.
All right, the reason that I'm bringing this to your attention, Mr. Friedkin was 87 years old. He died in Bel Air in Hollywood. Killing the Witches, my book that comes out September 26, deals with the making of The Exorcist at the end of the book, okay? Because the whole witch thing in Salem was demon possession, devil possession, making a pact with the devil, all right? Well, in modern times, exorcisms exist, and this film was very accurate. But the things that happened on the movie set, and I quote Mr. Friedkin in the book extensively, are just unbelievable. So we go from Salem and 19 people executed all the way up to contemporary times with this devil demon possession business. And William Friedkin died yesterday at 87. This day in history, August 8th, 1974, 49 years ago, as we mentioned, Richard Nixon, the President of the United States, resigned. Go.
From the discussions I have had with congressional and other leaders, I have concluded that because of the Watergate matter, I might not have the support of the Congress that I would consider necessary to back the very difficult decisions and carry out the duties of this office in the way the interests of the nation will require.
All right, so Nixon got on a plane, a helicopter first, waved to the folks, and he flew out to his home in San Clemente, California, where he remained. And he came back to New York for a while. He lived 20 more years. He wrote a bunch of books. Smart man, but he did it, committed a crime. And if you're the president, you cannot commit crimes. Back with the mail and a final thought about respect. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, let's get to the mail. Roger Hall, Leeds, Alabama. Bill, please get on board to help find a conservative who can beat Biden. Roger, not my job. Okay, it's not my job. My job is to watch everybody, not recruit, not root, not promote, not my job. Caroline, concierge member, please, we hope you check out that program. All I know is that my life was better under Trump than it is today. And that will be a decider in the election coming up. Daphne Lee, Plano, Texas. I'm really worried about Ron DeSantis' ability to sustain and prevail in his campaign. You think he and his team of campaign professionals will make it through the entire primary season? Well, he just changed his campaign manager, I think, last night. He's off to a rough start, DeSantis. But you got to cut him some slack. He's never done this before. So anybody counting him out now is, you know, he could definitely relaunch. Jeff McVie, Overland Park, Kansas. Bill, you said that in 1864, President Lincoln tried to save the Union by ignoring the Supreme Court when they told him he could not suspend habeas corpus. It was 1862. Lincoln did suspend habeas corpus, and the Supreme Court told him not to. But we were in the middle of a war, the Civil War. And Lincoln took on extraordinary powers because of the insurrection. That's how we got away with it. Charlie Fish, Colonial Heights, Virginia, loved your Smart Life segment about getting older. I spent 20 years in the Army, 20 years working for the Army as a civilian, 20 years traveling to all 50 states and golfing. Okay? If you are over 85 years old, you are old if you want to be. Way to go, Charlie. Keep that up, man. Doesn't matter what the calendar says. If you want to do it as long as you can do it, as long as it's legal. Randall, concierge member. Thank you, Randall. I confess I still watch Fox News. I also confess that any counterpoint that's discussed by a Democrat, I disregard. I suppose I believe what I want to believe. That's why I follow you, Bill. You bring me down to earth with facts, even though I don't like to hear it sometimes. I don't want you to watch me because you believe what you want to believe. I want you to watch me because you want information, honest information and analysis. Anna, concierge member, a lot of concierge members. Good. Bill, thank you for always telling the truth, always giving us the facts, not like all the rest of the media. They get paid to lie. Some of them lie, outright lie. And we'll be calling them on it as we have. Richard Osborne, Los Angeles. We're currently visiting New York City and heading to the Hamptons for a couple of nights. Any recommendations of places to eat? Now, usually I only do this for concierge members, but I want to do this promo, Richard. Okay? So you sent this on the mail band. I can't do that. If you're a concierge member, I can do it all day long. But as long as you're here, because I'm on Eastern Long Island, the two best restaurants are Harvest in Montauk and Surfside in Montauk. Bring a lot of money, but the food is excellent. Okay, New York State of Mind, O'Reilly, Sid Rosenberg, WABC Radio sponsoring, Friday, October 27th, 80% sold out after 10 days. So if you want to see us, you got to get on it. You can go to the Paramount Theater in Huntington, BillO'Reilly.com, Ticketmaster will set you right up. Okay, then we got, we are on Facebook. We are on YouTube, we are on Instagram and Threads. I don't even know what Threads are. I thought Threads were this. We're all there. You can find us and things that we are doing. And then we have a premium membership offer. This is a good one. Listen to this. You get a Team Normal baseball hat. You get a Team Normal coffee mug. And you get a bunch of bumper stickers and the yearly membership. All of that. $89.95 through Labor Day. It's an August sale. Word of the day, do not be a Poppin' Jay. That was one of the first words I ever used when I started this on the O'Reilly Factor. P-O-P-I-N-J-A-Y. Poppin' Jay. Back with the final thought in a moment. Here is the final thought of the day. As I said to Geraldo, or I was asking him, how you feel deal with people who come up and say crazy things? Here's my philosophy, and this is important. And younger people should know this. If you don't know someone, you owe them one thing, respect, because they're a fellow human being. You should treat them with courtesy, unless they do something stupid or they hurt you or whatever. But out of the gate, respect is the key word, okay? If they are not worthy of the respect for some reason, then disengage, don't confront, unless you absolutely have to. Confrontation usually ends badly for everybody. Just have a nice day type of thing. Family and friends, you owe respect. And if you disrespect your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister or your son or your daughter, that's sinful. You owe them respect. Even if they're driving you nuts, okay? Be respectful. And friends, if you want to keep them, same thing. Respect is very, very important. And most people have no idea that it is. Thank you very much for watching and listening on the radio, our affiliates all across the country, to the No Spin News. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.